WYSP with the grease. Is it a retrospective or is it the reflections of a bulky man? I remember when I started here, it was 1993, and I'd resisted that whole computer craze. And finally, somebody here in the station said, Grease, you got to get with the computer deal. I mean, now we do it like breathing. But back in 93, some of us were reluctant to kick it in. When the show here at WYSP kicked in, I got syndication offers, and I did a brief time in L.A., and that's when it happened. My involvement with Clint Eastwood. Oh, God, the humiliation. There's nothing wrong with it, but I always thought that I'd never, you know, jump that side of the tracks. But, you know, I got a knock on the head.
Oh, God. And there's trouble. It'll be logging on. Computer name, Rump Rider. Yeah, maybe even programming a song in there. It had to be you. It had to be you. No other guy can make me so high. It had to be you. Oh, how I feel. Oh, and you make me squeal. Oh, and we make love neath stars above. It's just unreal. It just had to be you. For gobble the ghoul. Oh, it's so nice when you cut a slice. It had to be you. Oh, my God. My aching piles. Last night, Clinton was brown loading some files. It had to be you. Had to be you. It had to be you. Well, Clinton's working midnight. Gives me an opportunity to access my computer and get online and maybe meet somebody else. All right, let me see here. All right, my computer name is Daisy Chain. Looking for a man that will humiliate and degrade me as I've never been degraded before. If you date me, you're never going to need toilet paper ever again. I give a full snarl into completion, and I look forward to meeting and having you make me airtight.
Meanwhile, at a police station across town.
Well, no calls. I guess I'll log on the computer. Let me see. Man for man. My computer address is 44 Mag. Oh, here's a guy that looks interesting. I'll never need toilet paper again. Wants to be degraded in every manner possible. His computer name is Daisy Chain. Dear Daisy Chain, I'm the man for you. Meet me. I have enough power when I achieve Shangri-La to blow your head clean off.
Oh, look at this one. 44 Mag. Man, he sounds like a powerful guy. Dear 44 Mag, meet me at a bar by the name of The Back Door. It's in West L.A. I'll be wearing a red carnation.
How do you like that? He wants to meet. I think I can get away. Dear Daisy Chain, I'll be looking for the red carnation. I'm about 6'4", thinning hair, but still a manly man. Meet you there shortly. Signed, 44 Mag.
Oh, God. Look at this. He's going to meet me there. Oh, God, I can't wait. Well, I better tweeze the hairs out of the bombays. I could be having a big night.
All right. There's the bar right there. Oh, good heavens.
My heart be still.
Slightly thinning hair, still a manly man. Hopefully you can see. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you Mag 44?
Are you Daisy Chain Punk? You've been running around behind my back? I bought that computer so you could use Quicken and keep track of our bills and our books. Instead, you're logging on and talking about toilet paper to complete strangers.
But Clinton, weren't you logged on? Didn't you find my come on attractive? I mean, you're 44, Mag. I mean, we were both caught with our hand in the cookie jar, I would say. I mean, we are out together, and you got some time off, obviously, and I'm here wearing the nice slacks you got me for Christmas. Let's take a look at the menu. Where is it?
I dropped it on the floor. Why don't you bend over and pick it up?
Well, all right. Well, since we should be cross with each other, let me bend over and get this. I mean, after all, we both kind of committed an infidelity. Clinton? People are watching us. Clinton!
Let's rock, Nino.